Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not calling it a quarterback controversy. I'm not going to do that. It's not a quarterback controversy until Brock Purdy comes back and he's not looking like Brock Purdy and he never looks like the old Brock Purdy again. And what is the old Brock Purdy really? That is a question that we're asking ourselves if we are Niner fans. Like, is it last year? Is it the year prior? Is it somewhere in between that? Who is Brock Purdy? I don't know. And who's going to be throwing to? I mean, Juwan Jennings got 5 cracked ribs out there, according to him. You know, Ricky Pearsall, is he even going to play this week? I don't know. Is George Kittle going to be available this week? There are so many question marks on this squad right now, Joe. And even if I try to isolate it to one, I don't even know if you could. Like, outside of health, before we get into your Kuminga comp, because it's a good one when it comes to the Juwan Jennings situation, outside of health in this team, what is the biggest question mark on the 49ers?
Are they good?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you mean?
Why are you smiling?
Well, like, good, like, are they good, like...
Can
they make the playoffs good?
No, like, is Mikel Williams good? Is Alfred Collins good?
Okay.
Is C.J. West good? Is Upton Stout good? I'm talking about the draft picks. Is Nick Martin good when he plays this weekend? How good is Dee Winters without Fred Warner? I feel like I got a good glimpse of, like, he can be really good alongside Fred Warner. How good can Ricky Pearsall be when he returns to health? The health is a separate conversation.
Yes.
Like, I have a lot of draft picks I need to make assessments on. Dominic Pooney, are you good or are you hurt or are you somewhere in between?
I hate that I have to. Like, that's the most frustrating part about talking about the season, Joe, and I know it frustrates you. The health with these players that aren't playing well, that have played well in the past, and not knowing where to draw the line. Like, is it just they're just not seeing the field and they've regressed? And then we always used to hate to use that word, regressed. Regression happens, though.
But, Joe, I think what happens in sports is that, and we did this with Pat Bailey, is a great example. Someone shows some promise as a young player early on, and we jump the gun. And we're like, 10-year starter at catcher, let's go.
Yeah.
Do you know how many players, at just the catching position, for example, are can't hit all glove in AAA right now at the catching position? There's probably 15 or 20 of those guys available in AAA across baseball who are elite glove guys who can't hit a lick.
Sure.
All right. So you have a small window of hitting, and now I think you're this all-around star, you know? Remember how we thought about Matt Wieters just a couple years ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
Matt Wieters, man.
Exactly.
Orioles legend.
You know?
Yeah.
So Rushman, who's going to be probably dealt at the deadline here.
Rushman.
Yeah.
Rushman. I don't even care anymore.
I still call him Rushman,
I can't even
too.
Keep up with it.
Well, no, the fact that we make fun of the mispronunciation all the time,
I actually say
Rushman.
I do too.
Let's go to quarterbacks, right? Like around the league. Like, let's go to quarterbacks.
Let's do it.
I thought Bo Nix was like, wow, last year. Like, wow, that was freaking unbelievable. I don't know. He's come a little back down to earth this year, and he's had some really good moments late in games. And so it's the other things. But am I here to say he's the decade-long starter for the Broncos? I don't know. Is Bryce Young as bad as he was 2 years ago, or is he the guy that just won over the weekend?
I don't know. I legitimately don't know.
He's shown some flashes. So it's like, it's so hard with these things, you know? Like, Pajemski, year one. Wow. Wow, who is this guy, Brandon Pajemski? Year two, some more expectations. Up and down. I don't know. We'll see this year, you know? Look, Pajemski could make $30 million at the end of this year. He'd get extended and be a $30 million a year player. Or he could be a guy, maybe he's making $12 million a year at the end of this year. I don't know.
I just think Niner fans, and you and you in particular, and I feel you on this, you just want stability. You just want instability for me, and what does that mean? And everyone's definition could be different. Like, you can't tell me there's been stability at the quarterback position for the 49ers. You could tell me they've been to two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks, but there has never been stability at the quarterback position under Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. And quite frankly, in this century, there just hasn't been. You just go down the list. We did it with Jeff Garcia. Yeah. He did it with Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick.
Well, sustaining, like every new GM that gets hired or head coach, what do they say at their press conference?
What do they say?
We want to sustain winning year after year after year after year. Man, it's so hard to be the Atlanta Braves of the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, you know how hard that is? You know how hard that is? Like, for example, I bet you the day John Lynch and Shanahan, I don't even have the audio, but I bet the day that they were hired, they were like, we don't just want to win, you know, 1 year. We want to win year after year after year after year. Well, they've won a lot. And yeah, in the years that they didn't win a lot, they were a bottom team. Okay. Yeah. Sign me up for it, though. Sign me up for the roller coaster. Like, I will. I'd rather be that than be the Atlanta Hawks and be mediocre year after year after year and be, or the Atlanta Falcons,
right,
for example. You know, like, I would much rather be in the situation that, that Shanahan's put us in than these other ones. So,
absolutely.
I don't, you get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to be sustained excellence year after year. Sometimes sports just happens.
Carter got my ear and said, like, the gold standard probably with sustainability at the quarterback position. And it's a good point. And we're going to toss the Patriots and, you know, Tom playing.
It's going to be Green Bay.
It's going to be the Packers.
Yeah, but so it's funny that you referenced that. Since that week 10 in 2023, Jordan Love's, as a quarterback, has thrown almost 60 touchdown passes and only 13 picks. 60 to 13. I think it's 58 or 59.
And Guru's trying to trade him.
But on the heels of Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
who's on the heels of Brett Favre,
yeah,
he looks closer to Jeff Garcia to their eyes than he does to Steve Young or Joe Montana.
Yes.
Right? He's a really good player. Now, is he in the Lamar Allen? No.
I still have question marks with Jordan Love. I do. How could you not?
1,000%.
Did you see his playoff performance last year? I was not that impressed. Were you?
No, but when I see those statistics of like, wow, he's like a 3.5-to-1 touchdown to turnover ratio, I think he's a bad decision maker at times.
That's what I'm actually kind of surprised you said there was that many, like that few interceptions. I thought he had way more actually.
Right?
Because I've had him in fantasy the last couple of years too. And I was like,
We're all looking for the same thing. We all want Jamar Jefferson at wide receiver and we all want Patrick Mahomes at quarterback.
I like how you just converted Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson to Jamar Jefferson.
Bad, yeah.
But if you do combine them, former teammates, right, too? That's still incredible.
It's the greatest offense ever.
Oh, my God. They were teammates.
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who everyone forgets, who was a really good college
really
football
player. He was really good. Hey, Thad Moss, too.
But, like it's just Jordan Love's going to be a really good NFL player for probably a long time. But if they moved off him in 2 years, would you be that surprised?
No. Joe Burrow, he's coming up on, I think, 5 years. This is his fifth season.
Yeah.
He's been 5 years in Cincinnati. Dude, are you betting on him being 10 years there? 10.
Probably not.
And we always say every year, he's one of the top three, top four.
I have a lot of questions on him.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
He signed a fat contract.
Yeah.
No one can stay healthy on that team. You think Justin Herbert, who's
himself included.
Like, he's 2020, same year as Burrow and Tua. And we all think Tua's gone after this year. It is so hard to stay in one location for so long. Just doesn't happen. That's why, and I know we have the fun conversation, is he a Hall of Famer or not? Like that, like the fact that Philip Rivers was there for so long with the Chargers, well, A, it spoke to just him staying on the field and staying upright. And a guy that doesn't have a lot of mobility, that's kind of like Like if I'm like Mac Jones, I'm looking at like a Phillip Rivers, like, okay, that guy can move very well. You know, he got quick release, even though it was unorthodox. Like, all right, like that's the guy I look at too. Like that's like the, can I be him first? I'm not going to be Tom. I'm not going to be Patrick. I'm not going to be Josh Allen. Can I be Phillip Rivers first? Can I get to that level of sustain? I know you're scoffing, but like
Phillip, I mean, I know to start for 15 straight years.
I know.
Incredible.
Again, like, we forget like how good he was because he played in the Colts and he was kind of like a journeyman after that a little bit. Hell, the 49ers, I guess Kyle Shanahan was thinking of that NFC Championship game when they lost Purdy. Did I have to call Phillip Rivers?
Everybody thinks this is just an asinine kind of thought idea to do, but I do think at some point one franchise needs to put their foot down on one of these I call them gray area quarterbacks. We think you're good, but I'm not 100% in, and I don't think you're an all-time great per se. One of them has to play hardball when it comes to these contracts.
Well, they kind of did with Kirk Cousins, right? With the franchise tag back to the Washington.
Sure.
They did do that.
Everybody laughed at Washington.
But it was kind of, they've been a laughingstock because Dan Snyder and then Jay Gruden. So, but it was kind of the right move because Kirk is the perfect quarterback for that, is he not?
No, I agree. And if you told me Purdy had Kirk's career longevity-wise, like, dude, sign me up.
Right.
Which most people would say, no, he's way better than Kirk Cousins. No, I'm just saying, like, look at the productivity Kirk Cousins had for, whatever, 9 straight years.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
And most average fans, if you said that to them, they'd be like, no. Like, if I said Jaden Daniels right now had a 9-year stretch that Kirk Cousins had, Commander fans were like, no, he's way better than that. It's like, no, but you would settle for, is what I'm getting at. Like, I don't think we realize just being healthy and available for 8-9 straight years is almost impossible.
That's why I bring up Phillip Rivers. Like, he was never an MVP candidate. You take that career. If I was to tell you that Brock Purdy has a Phillip Rivers career, you're taking that in a heartbeat.
So like, Willard's texting me right now during the show.
Thank you, Mark. He only texts you.
Well,
No one likes me.
He did the Derek Carr with a question mark. And right, so I see, to me, Derek Carr is right on the line of what I'm talking about. Showed a lot of promise, got hurt, clearly wasn't the same, but I would never give him the amount of guaranteed money that all these teams have given him. I mean, the New Orleans Saints, like, sight unseen, who are you competing with?
Well, that one was interesting. I understood it from the Raider perspective because he was drafted there.
Okay.
And he was dealt a dump, like, he was the guy that dealt with all the dumpster fires, right?
Sure.
And he always showed promise.
So you're saying because of the Raider situation, you gave him like penance pay?
I think the organization kind of did. I think John Gruden did. And I clearly,
no, I'm asking. That's why you.
Well, not penance pay, because he did do well when he was out there and when he had talent around him.
Yeah, but we all agree he's not an elite, like,
no,
top end guy.
I know, but we always have the conversations here. Now it was him or Jimmy. Jimmy or Carr, are they elite?
I'm still taking
are
Jimmy in a big game.
In a big game, yeah, sure. But again,
which is not a sentence I can't.
But
buy,
if
like,
Derek, but I think where Mark is getting here too. But if Derek had Jimmy's situation, I think the Niners could have been better because of his arm talent.
Maybe.
Derek Carr had good arm talent. He had a cannon.
I would agree.
He had a quick release. I think Shanahan would have loved to have a guy like that.
I think Derek would have struggled to work with Kyle. Kyle's hard on people. Derek's very...
He had Gruden. Gruden was very hard, right?
And he cried, dude.
Well, but Gruden loved Derek.
I know. He's like,
it was the eyeliner. I don't know if he actually cried.
So like Kyler Murray. Like, I think about Kyler Murray. I know the lines are lighting up right now.
They are. We're
like,
gonna
if
get
I was Arizona,
him.
You're like, hey, you're the Arizona Cardinals. You can't do better than Kyler? I'd have played hardball with Kyler. Absolutely, I would have played hardball with Kyler.
You know how I feel about that. I think that,
and I like Kyler. You know I do.
I'm viewing the Cardinals and the Dolphins kind of lockstep. I think they're both going to blow it up at the end of the season.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I'm talking about leading into the negotiations. I would have played more difficult hardball with that player, knowing I might alienate him. But guess what? Like, the reality is I needed him to change some of the things about himself until I felt comfortable playing
him. I like
him.
The Kyler and Carr comparison, actually, as you bring him up. It's very similar where they've been dealt, like,
yeah,
like dumpster fires, crummy hands.
Yeah.
But also, Kyler has more injuries. Kyler, I think, he tantalizes you way more because of his running ability and throwing ability. I mean, the guy was drafted in the first round by, like, both the A's and, you know, in the NFL.
So, like, another guy who I like him more than America likes him for whatever reason. Dak Prescott is a good player, not a great player. They've clearly overpaid every time that they've given him a contract, and it's hurt him as a player because it's raised the expectations through the roof. You've had to say goodbye to great players on that team. And to me, the conversation starts with, yeah, you overpaid him like a lot. And Dak's a good player, not a great player, a really good player.
And you're not going to crush Dak for taking that money because you need to make all that money because of the way the NFL is structured.
I would counter to you, though, when you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, the chunky commercial soup money is just sitting there for you to take, and you can make so much more if your team wins.
But who's he doing it for? What is the NFL's Players Association? What do they say to him? You're doing it for the rest of us, man. You can't take a pay cut because you're hurting your brothers in arms. Like, Tom Brady got away with it. He did. Tom Brady got away with it. He was the only one that just took pay cut after pay cut after pay cut. It didn't matter because he was, quote unquote, the team first guy.
Let me ask you this. If Peyton Manning, who took every freaking penny he possibly could throughout the entirety of his career, when he's 65 years old and he's sitting down at the couch, like $5 million here, $5 million there for one or two more Super Bowls, I guarantee he would be like, yeah, I would have loved to have had one more playmaker on offense or defense instead of that extra.
But Peyton was carrying the flag where Tom wasn't. So he was getting those quarterback contracts up when he was taking them.
For his whole
life. Well, I know. But Joe, you're asking me, and this is what they're saying in these negotiations. They're saying, hey, dude, you got to take all those dollars. Why do you think all the players have each other's backs in the locker room? Hey, I get it, man. It's negotiations. I mean, the Niners, we know all about these things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.